Hey, Amy Robeson here. Thank you for joining me on this podcast where we talk about spirituality, the awakening process, mental health, and so much more. Join me weekly to get your weekly dose of spirituality and medicine. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I am so excited you are here. You are a magnificent being, my friend. And while you're a magnificent being, we can also be very distracted with everything that's going on in our life. And unfortunately, distractions can take us off our path. They can take you off your path. The question that I'm being guided to ask today is, what has been distracting you lately? What has been keeping you from creating the life that you truly wish to have, you desire to have? What has been distracting you? Take a moment to think about that. I'll give you a time. I'll give you some space. There are so many distractions, so many. You could be distracting yourself. You could be having a family member, a friend, a colleague, a coworker distracting you. You could be having life demands distracting you. You could be having TV or social media distracting you. You could be having some form of addiction distracting you. There are so many distractions out there, so many. So how do you overcome distractions? One, you have to acknowledge that you are being distracted. Like, really be honest with yourself on everything that is distracting you from your goal. And to some degree, and this is number two, to some degree, it's important to take accountability for the ways that you are distracting yourself. Because oftentimes, and I'm going to say about over 90% of the time, there is some degree that you are distracting yourself, that you're allowing these other distractions to sidetrack you, to derail you from creating what it is that you want to create. And this can show up as avoidance. This can show up as people pleasing. So doing other things for others or doing other projects so that you don't have enough time to do things for yourself. Do the things that you want to do. It can also be your self-talk. The things that you're saying to yourself to distract you from the goal, the desire, the intention. So having awareness, which is number three, having awareness of how you're distracting yourself and taking accountability in how you're distracting yourself will assist you in overcoming distraction. Number four is being willing to say no to things. To say no to the things that you require to say no to in order to create the things that you want to create. And then saying yes to the things that are going to assist you in attracting the things that you want. All of your decisions, all of them, either assist you in moving forward, keep you stuck, or knock you back. It's just a fact. Like, it really, really is just a fact. So, and I'll give you an example. If you made the decision every night to take 10 minutes for yourself to work on whatever it is that you desire to create, just 10 minutes, you are going to be ahead of the game in so many different ways. And I'll give you an example. Like, let's say I'm wanting to grow my intuitive gifts, or not even that. Let's say I want to like really find my center, find peace, be more grounded, less in anxiety, less in stress. And my desire is to just feel more peaceful. If I took 10 minutes out of my day at any time, it doesn't even have to be at nighttime, I guarantee you I'm going to feel less stress. I'm going to feel more grounded. I'm going to be rooted more in my body and not trying to escape. This is true for anything that you desire to have. If you just take a little bit of time out of your day and set the time aside to work towards the goal, and it doesn't even have to be that long, it's going to work out for you in some way, shape, or form. And it might take you a lot longer if you're choosing to have only little micro sessions with yourself or micro decisions where it's like, okay, I'm going to do this tiny little thing. Well, one little tiny thing starts to accumulate throughout the year. And for me, like one of my priorities, one of my focuses, which is number 5, like you have to make it a priority, is for me, one of my priorities is feeling physically good. That is my desire. That is my intention. This is something that I'm working towards on a consistent basis. And so one of the things that I really focus on is how many steps am I getting in a day? Because how many steps I get in a day drastically impacts the way my physical body feels and the way my mental body is operating, the way my mind is able to cope throughout the day. And so one plays into another. And so prioritizing movement is really important for me. And so I carve time out, and I'll call myself out on this. There has been times in the past where I didn't make this a priority. And for me, I have autoimmune things. Like my health just goes down the drain whenever I don't make myself and my movement a priority. And the only person I can blame is me. I can't blame my work because I'm the one that makes my schedule. And at the end of the day, even if you don't make your own schedule and you have to be at work at a certain time and stay for a certain time, you could still prioritize getting movement in or still prioritize taking care of yourself on a deeply profound level. And what that looks like on a day-to-day basis might change, but it's the fact that you have to prioritize it and schedule it and hold yourself accountable to do it is key. And when you do this, what happens is magical things start to open up, start to change, start to awaken within you. Because what's happening is you're flexing muscles, and it's not physical muscles, it might be, but you're flexing energetic muscles that is strengthening your frequency, strengthening your connection with yourself, strengthening your connection with the universe, God, creation, whatever sacred title you give that sacred being. And when you do this, you're becoming a vibrational match for the desires in which you choose and want to co-create with the universe. And the more you flex this muscle, the more you train this muscle, the easier it gets to hold yourself accountable, to take inspired action, and to make it a daily or bi-weekly or 3 times a week, however many times you need to do it, habit. And it's magnificent. It is magnificent. And you can ease into anything. You can ease into anything. Right now, I was just talking to my husband about how I have this really strong desire to start running again. I was a runner in high school. I wasn't very good at it, but I absolutely loved running. And in my 20s, like I loved running. Like I did really good with it. And after I had my daughter, I couldn't run because I had some pelvic floor issues. And it was something that I wasn't allowed to do or didn't want to injure myself. And so it was a very conscious decision not to. And so I've been like getting this desire. And this is the thing is when you have a desire percolate in your heart, spirit is directing you in some way, shape, or form. And so this is part of following the energy of what is being shown to you. And so I've been being shown like, hey, it's time to start running again. And the type of running that I want to do is sprints and short burst running and do it. And my husband's like, ease into it, Amy, ease into it. And because I'm an Aries and I like to go full force at things, it was such a beautiful reminder because we don't have to go full force into something and we can ease our way into the desire in which we want to create. And so we can take inspired action, and these inspired actions can be small inspired actions. They don't have to be full board yet. You can just gradually work your way up. And so for me, right now, one of my desires that I want to have is to be super healthy, to be in shape. And it's not for physical looks, that's a benefit, but it is for my mind, for my physical body, because as we get older, our mind starts to go. And type 3 diabetes is categorized as Alzheimer's and dementia. And so taking care of the physical body takes care of the mind. And so for me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to ease into this sprinting. I'm going to take inspired action. I'm going to hold myself accountable. And so the way that I'm doing that right now is gradually taking my time to work up to 100% sprints. And I'm walking on a consistent basis. And as I'm walking, I'm giving myself permission to do different types of exercises that will support me in my running goals. I'm also doing different form exercises. So working on form versus doing that particular exercise in a sprint. Instead, I'm working on the form of it first. And I did start sprinting and it was really awesome. And I went at 80% speed. And the beautiful thing about it that I love is I was expecting to be so sore on day 2 and I wasn't. And it was because I gave myself permission to ease into it. I've also been working on other physical things where in the past, because I wasn't feeling the greatest and I had some injuries and I was scared to work out, which I've worked a lot on my fears around working out because of previous injuries. I didn't have any massive injury. I didn't have anything bad happen to me because I've been easing my way into it. And so if you are, and this episode is not about exercise, I'm just using these as an example, but if you're like really wanting to do something, you don't have to go 100% in. You can gradually work your way into it. And when you do that, what ends up happening is you appreciate the outcome in a different way than if you try going full force and you're not able to get to it as quick as you possibly thought you were. And it's not about speed. It's not about how fast you can do something. It's about giving in to the idea that you're capable of having it and that if you work towards it, it's going to come. Like you're going to manifest it. Sometimes we manifest things quick. Sometimes we manifest things slow. Oftentimes we're just in a race with ourselves. And so ask yourself, what's the priority? Can you make yourself a priority? And is there a tight deadline on it? And is the deadline realistic? Because I know and I can appreciate that there are things that have to be done by a certain time, because otherwise the opportunity you won't be able to have, you won't be able to create. And so quick, inspired action is also necessary. If it's something that you're working on that doesn't have to have a deadline on it, having small, little, tangible goals that you can meet daily, weekly, monthly, you're going to allow yourself to reach that goal, no matter what it is. If it's small, if it's big, if it's gigantic, if you're working towards the goal and you're putting it out there and you're allowing your frequency to match in the thing that you want to create, you're going to eventually co-create it as long as it is in full alignment with your desired destiny path. And your soul sometimes has different desires than what your ego and your mind have, because oftentimes we will have a goal that the ego and the mind came up with based on societal norms. And when you start working towards that goal and it doesn't come into fruition, sometimes it's because it's not in alignment, or it was in alignment a really long time ago and you're working off of a desire that ship has already passed, but it doesn't mean that you won't get benefit out of working towards it, even if you change directions halfway through. Hold yourself accountable. Take inspired action. Forgive yourself if you have not taken action in the past. Have awareness. Say no to things that prevent you from creating the things that you want, and say yes to the things that are going to support you in creating it. Be uniquely you, because that's all you have to be. And don't go into avoidance mode. Don't go into self-sabotage. And if you do, recognize it, have awareness, change, forgive, and then start taking inspired action again. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please make sure you like and subscribe and share this with a friend. Bye.